Charisma Magazine has been my go-to source for spirit-filled news for years. In fact, Charisma Magazine has been covering the charismatic and Pentecostal movement for more than 40 years. In our busy world, it's still important and valuable to receive Holy Spirit-driven content. And now, the Charisma Media audio app helps you do just that. Now, you can both read and listen to this amazing magazine. I'm John Burton, and I love having that choice. Download the Charisma Media audio app and listen in the Spirit today. Sign up for your free 10-day trial at charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com.
This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment is a story about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s niece and her message to America. That story right after this short message.
We live in troubled times. If you're searching for how to find peace in your life, this book will help you find the answer. In Our Eyes Are on You, Dr. Bob Sauvel, founding and senior pastor of Passion Church in Tucson, Arizona, shows how unshakable faith can make the impossible happen. Our Eyes Are on You will provide you with principles on how to strengthen your Christian faith. Without a deep and trusting relationship with God, prayer cannot be effective. Pastor Bob explores how to talk to God and get answers by first seeking a deeper relationship with Him. This guide for new and experienced Christian delves in the Bible's teachings about spiritual growth that fuels world-changing prayer. Discover more at bobsauvel.com. That's Bob, S-A-W-V-E-L-L-E.com, /our-eyes-r-on-you.
In an article written by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s niece, Alveda, she speaks to America and how we as a nation need to respond with unity and prayer to the current turmoil which has risen after the murder of George Floyd in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Alveda shares that her spirit has been restless and her heart grieved by the cruel murder of George Floyd. Even though she didn't feel like it, she prayed anyway and sought the Lord. An urgency rose in her heart to pray for an end to the looting and shooting and praying for us to unite in power as one blood. Alveda also expressed that she is saddened by the constant misquoting of her uncle, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., from a speech and then an interview with Mike Wallace, where he said that violence is the language of the unheard. In its original context, it takes a more robust meaning, and he is definitely not advocating violence. In fact, he opens the interview by saying, quote, "I will never change in the basic idea that nonviolence is the most potent weapon available to the Negro in his struggle for freedom and justice. I think the Negro to turn to violence would be both impractical and immoral." King also said that riots are self-defeating and socially destructive. Alveda says that we are in the eye of the storm and that the solution remains the same: peace, be still, and be anchored with the gospel of Jesus Christ. She urges all Americans, especially believers, that we must pray and unite as one blood, one America, and one human race. As we pray, as we thank God, as we see all of the progress we are making together in America, we will get through this. Pray for America. For more great content from Charisma Media, go to charismamediaaudio.com and check out the Charisma Media Audio app. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.